time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' loss in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
All right. Obviously, congratulations to the Steelers making the plays they had to make to win the game. That was a great win for them. Disappointing loss for us. Had our opportunities, obviously, and, you know, played hard. I mean, I love the way the guys play. They play hard. They fight. You know, we've got to finish plays and do things like that, that you need to do to win a game like this, and that's we have to fight for that going forward. Got a lot of football left to be played. It's going to be week six, and we need to clean that stuff up and finish games. What questions do you have?
John, what went into the decision at the end of the first half not to kick the field goal on fourth and two?
Yeah, we were planning on kicking the field goal there. The idea was to run the clock down, you know, and not leave them time coming back the other way, and then, you know, just call timeout and kick the field goal. But we had just a miscommunication, heat of battle. We weren't on the same page. They jumped in the neutral zone, and guys thought they were in the neutral zone and went ahead and snapped it. So that wasn't what we were planning on doing. You could see Lamar was surprised by the snap. So that was just one of those things operationally that we just have to get better at. And I think that's kind of an example, really, of where we're at. We just got to get better at operational things and clean stuff up and make those plays. I think we're that close in so many ways, but that's the difference in a game on the road like this, in this kind of a rivalry game. So we'll learn from it. We have to, and get better and move forward and be better next week in those areas.
So, John, were you close to calling a timeout at that time? Or
we're going to run the clock down and call a timeout. Yeah. So, if they would jump. Now, Lamar's doing a great job trying to get cadence and trying to get him to jump. If we get to free, then that's good. But it's a no-snap type situation.
John, was there any thought given just a pound in the ball after the punt recovery inside there to running Gus and trying to run it in
well,
there?
We did run the first time. You know, that was the first call. And you know, you make the play calls that were made. That's the things that you think are going to get in the end zone. That's what we try to do.
John, what did you see on the punt block from the
Steelers? Just an A-gap rush. We didn't block the guy we were supposed to block, you know. And another situation where we can, you know, to me, that's kind of an example of the whole game right there. You know, we did not do the things we need to do in certain situations that we're capable of doing, we can do, we will do going forward, but we didn't do them today.
John, I know we talk about, like, there's no real themes to turnovers, like it seems like it, but is there anything you can do to try to, going forward, other than to say, don't turn the ball over?
No, well, we emphasize it in practice every day, and we'll just keep working to do that, you know. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. There's obviously, you've got a great pass rush out there, you know, bringing heat in those situations and trying to, you know, we're trying to do make plays and do the things we got to do. So it's definitely something we'll be chasing going forward. It's not something that we want to do. It makes a difference in games. There's no doubt about it.
Are we surprised by the drop passes today?
I'm not surprised by anything in the NFL and football. You know, it's just the way it goes, and we'll keep working on that. I know we'll make those plays going forward. Those are balls that our guys are going to catch. They catch them all the time.
John, since we don't get you tomorrow, any injury updates that you can share?
I don't have any right now, no. It just came from the team.
All right.
All right. Thanks, thank you.